This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held discussions over important security-related issues concerning various states and union territories of the country on the final day of All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference at Bhubaneswar. Discussions were held mainly on cybercrime, coastal security and combating Maoist insurgency. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval were also present in the conference. The conference focused on determining a strategic path forward in combating diverse national security-related issues, including challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, counter-terrorism strategies with the top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished the people of Nagaland on their statehood day. In a social media post, President Murmu said that endowed with a rich heritage of flora and fauna, the beautiful state of Nagaland is also a land of bravery. Vice President Dhankar highlighted that Nagaland's untouched natural splendor, vibrant culture and deep-rooted harmony with nature is truly captivating. Prime Minister Modi said that Nagaland is widely admired for its rich culture and the wonderful nature of people belonging to the state. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that Indian history books have done injustice to nation's heroes. Addressing the gathering on the occasion of 138th birth anniversary celebrations of freedom fighter Raja Mahendra Pratap in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar said that it is a pain on the nation's conscience. He said the foundation of India's independence is built on the supreme sacrifices of the people like Raja Mahendra Pratap Singh and other unsung heroes. He underlined that the Raja Mahendra Pratap was a born diplomat, statesman, visionary and a nationalist. Delhi BJP will launch Parivartan Yatra from the 8th of this month for the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. Briefing the media in New Delhi, BJP Delhi Chief Virendra Sachdeva said that this will be a Padyatra which will simultaneously begin from all the seven Lok Sabha constituencies and cover one state assembly constituency each day. The Chief Electoral Officer, CEO of Maharashtra, has lodged a complaint against an individual for making false claims that the electronic voting machines, EVMs, were tampered during the recent state legislative assembly elections. According to a letter shared by the CEO of Maharashtra on social media, a video was posted by some social media users in which he said the individual made false, baseless and unsubstantiated claims about hacking and tampering with the EVMs. The letter further states that the Mumbai Cyber Police registered an FIR on 30th of November following a complaint from the CEO under various sections of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanghita and the IT Act 2000. The letter also reiterated the CEO's position on EVMs that are tamper-proof and cannot be connected to any network, including Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, by any individual. Cyclonic storm Fengal, which made landfall near Puducherry late last night, has remained stationary for the past 6 hours. Currently, the system is positioned near Puducherry approximately 30 kilometers north of Cuddalore, 40 kilometers east of Viluppuram and 120 kilometers south-southwest of Chennai. According to the latest forecast from the Chennai Regional Meteorological Center, Fengal is expected to move slowly westwards and weaken into a deep depression within the next 6 hours. In a social media post, the regional head of the Met Department, Dr. S. Balachandran, informed that due to the prevailing situation, rains are bound to continue between Mamallapuram, Chennai, Kanchipuram, Thiruvallur, Chengalpet, Ranipet, Viluppuram, Cuddalore and Puducherry. Voting is underway in Romania to elect the new parliament. More than 18 million Romanian citizens, including those living abroad, are casting ballots to fill 332 seats in the Chamber of Deputies and 137 in the Senate. Polling opened this morning across country's 42 constituencies and will close later tonight, Indian Standard Time. Additionally, 950 polling stations abroad are operating over the weekend. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu has been crowned the women's singles champion at the Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow. The top seed Sindhu overpowered China's Wu Luoyu 21-14-21-16 in the finals today. Ace Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen will take on Singapore's Jia Heng Zeshonte in the title clash of the men's singles in a short while from now. Earlier, Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand won the women's doubles title. And with that, we end this news bulletin.